This is U.S. National Civic Briefing, August 13, 2026, from What's My Politics? Here's what happened and why it matters to you. Today's scan is led by a nationwide court block on a federal mail voting plan, with the Supreme Court still considering the administration's separate emergency request. Other major developments include ICE's proposed purchase of electric shock gloves, a fight over tariff refunds, a lawsuit over paid early access to presidential posts, Colorado's new AI rules, and a House special election next week in California. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Debate Spotlight. Federal judge blocks Postal Service mail ballot plan nationwide before the midterms. A federal judge in Massachusetts issued a preliminary injunction on August 11th that bars the U.S. Postal Service from carrying out the mail ballot part of President Trump's March election order for the November 3rd midterm election. The order had tied Postal Service handling of mail ballots to state-submitted voter lists. Separately, the Supreme Court docket still shows no action on the administration's July 27 request to pause a related lower court ruling. What to watch? Watch for an order in Trump v. California, number 26A-124, at the Supreme Court, and for any appeal of the new nationwide injunction. Either could affect what election officials must do before November 3rd. Headline 2. ICE plans up to $20 million purchase of electric shock gloves. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has posted plans to buy glove devices, gloves designed to deliver an electric shock when activated and applied to skin. A Homeland Security acquisition record says ICE expects to issue them to Homeland Security investigations and enforcement and removal operations officers and agents. The estimated contract range is $10 million to $20 million, with solicitation expected as soon as August 14th. What to watch? Watch for the formal contract solicitation, ICE rules on when the gloves may be used, training requirements, body camera rules, and any congressional or court scrutiny of the program. Headline 3. Administration appeals order requiring broader refunds of illegal tariffs. The federal government filed its opening appellate brief Monday, challenging a trade judge's order that would require tariff refunds for all importers that paid duties later found unlawful, including firms that did not sue. The government says broad relief is not allowed. The trade judge has taken a different view. About $100 billion in refunds has already been processed, while the dispute centers on additional claims. What to watch? Watch for the Federal Circuit's schedule and whether it pauses any remaining refund process. Also watch whether Customs and Border Protection gives importers new instructions while the appeal is pending. Headline 4. Media groups sue over paid early access to Trump policy posts on Truth Social. The Intercept and the Freedom of the Press Foundation sued President Trump, several aides, and Trump media in federal court on August 12. They are challenging a Truth Social service that offers paying customers faster access to the president's posts, including posts about government policy. The plaintiffs say official announcements should be available on equal terms. Trump media says fast access data services are common and calls the lawsuit an effort to silence the president. What to watch? Watch for the defendant's response in the Southern District of New York and whether the court issues any early order on the paid service or on exclusive posting of official information. Headline 5. Colorado's new AI decision rules take effect, with major duties beginning in 2027. Colorado's updated law on automated decision-making took effect August 12. It covers AI tools used in high-stakes decisions about jobs, schools, housing, loans, insurance, healthcare, public benefits, and similar services. Many of the main developer and business duties begin January 1, 2027, including notice, documentation, and a path for people to seek human review after an adverse decision. What to watch? Watch for Colorado Attorney General rules due by January 1, 2027, and for company notices and compliance plans before the main obligations begin. Headline 6. California's 14th District holds House special election on August 18th. Voters in California's 14th Congressional District will choose a U.S. House member in a special general election on Tuesday, August 18th. The district is wholly in Alameda County. The winner will fill the vacancy through January. The same two Democratic candidates, State Senator Ayesha Wahab and former Dublin Mayor Melissa Hernandez, are also competing for the next full term in the regular November election. What to watch? Watch turnout and the August 18th result, then the separate November 3rd election for the full two-year term that starts in January 2027. Now let's slow down and look more closely at today's top story. Debate Spotlight. Federal judge blocks Postal Service mail ballot plan nationwide before the midterms. We started with what people are paying attention to, then checked the facts against trustworthy reporting and official records. Welcome back. Today's story is about federal elections, mail voting, and presidential power. Debate Spotlight. Federal judge blocks Postal Service mail ballot plan nationwide before the midterms. A federal judge in Massachusetts issued a preliminary injunction on August 11th that bars the U.S.
Let's stick to this federal elections, mail voting, and presidential power story specifically. My first question is simple. What does this actually cost, and who ends up paying for it? Every time Washington reaches into something like this, it's usually working families who foot the bill.
Staying right there with you on federal elections, mail voting, and presidential power. I hear that cost worry, but look at what's already happening here. A federal judge in Massachusetts issued a preliminary injunction on August 11th that bars the U.S.
Sure, but think about the stakes on this exact issue. For now, states do not have to change their mail ballot systems because of this federal order. That matters most to voters who rely on absentee voting, including people with disabilities, service members, voters living overseas, and people who cannot easily get to a polling place.
On this one, local groups alone can't cover it. For now, states do not have to change their mail ballot systems because of this federal order. That matters most to voters who rely on absentee voting, including people with disabilities, service members, voters living overseas, and people who cannot easily get to a polling place.
Fair point on scale, but sticking to this story, my worry is who ends up in charge of it. Give this particular federal elections, mail voting, and presidential power plan too much power, and it's awfully hard to undo later, even when it's clearly not working.
That's a fair check to keep on this exact plan. I'd add reviews and expiration dates so this specific effort doesn't run on autopilot. The goal here isn't a permanent program. It's solving this one problem.
Today's What's My Politics feature, save your research in a private account so your political profile, ballot work, representatives, and source links stay together. Now, back to the briefing.
Back to it. Here's where I'd land specifically on this. Cap the cost, name who's accountable, and put a deadline on it. If it's working, fine, renew it. If not, let it expire instead of becoming forever.
I don't hate that, staying on this same plan. I'd just add one thing. Make sure the people this federal elections, mail voting, and presidential power story actually affects get a real say in whether it's working.
I can work with that. For this specific case, my bottom line is still, prove that a smaller, local fix can't handle this before reaching for the biggest tool.
And my bottom line on this one is, don't let wait and see become an excuse to leave people hanging. Watch for an order in Trump v. California, number 26A124, at the Supreme Court, and for any appeal of the new nationwide injunction. Either could affect what election officials must do before November 3rd.
Can't really argue with that. Watch what actually happens with this, not just what people promise.
Exactly. Thanks for sticking with us on this one. It's exactly the kind of story folks should keep watching closely.
That's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan. Follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, and make your own call.